Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You ever look at yourself naked in the mirror and think, my belly button is just my old mouth? It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I've never thought that. Is that true?
Yeah.
It's
where the umbilical cord was attached.
I wonder what that mouth would say to the question, what's on your mind? Unfortunately, we can only use our head mouths to talk, though. So
not my belly mouth.
Know I'm going to be picturing your belly buttons mouthing along as we go around the room once again. We're going
to
start with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Oh, don't like that.
There it is.
Oh my God, we had a big change in our house. We have officially added a landline phone.
Wait,
why?
What?
Added.
You mean
what
took
purpose
away?
Could that possibly have?
Okay, hear me out. We have, you know, two young kids, and I don't want to get them cell phones yet. We're not ready for that.
Sure.
But I also want them to be social. So I'm like, okay, we'll get a landline, then they can call their mom, or like they can call their friends, like I did, and they can talk.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Be
just
in their
like
bedroom.
When I was a kid.
But the fact that they have a landline means they're going to be the weird kids that have a landline,
exactly.
And no one's going to want to talk.
People are
going to
try to text it and not be able to.
Well, I'm FaceTiming you. Why aren't you picking up?
It kind of has backfired on me.
Yeah.
Because none of their friends have cell phones. Like, there isn't anyone for them to call.
So they're, like, proactively out of date.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, so
okay.
They're the only ones with a phone number. So now all they do is they call me. And I'm like, I'm upstairs. No, when I'm home. You don't need to call me. They'll call me on
my cell phone
from the home phone.
Makes sense. Because you couldn't do that as a kid.
They love it. They love the home phone. They want to call all sorts of people, but they don't have anyone to call.
Because
there's no one else has a landline. Line. It'd be really great if their friends had a landline, because it's not like they're going to call their friend's mom's cell phone. You know, like that's
yet.
Okay. So are you asking all of our listeners to start getting landlines at home now so that your kids have people to call?
Exactly.
You want to bring them back.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm all about it. I'm going to tell you, it's been great. It'll be better, though, when there's other people to call.
All right.
Yeah.
So. good luck
so
with that.
So far, the plan is going okay.
Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, my mom booked me a solo's massage recently, and then she booked her and my dad a couple's massage.
Oh.
So it was a whole family outing at the massage parlor.
Wow. I love it. I love your family going to get rubbed down together.
So, I had the roughest, firmest massage that I've ever had, and I loved it.
Yeah.
But afterwards, my parents had a couple questions, because as you guys know me, right, I talk a lot.
Oh, no.
And when I get a massage, I also talk a lot. It's how
you
I relax. That's just how I am. And I'm a very loud person, as you guys know.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Oh, no. They could hear you from the other
room. So apparently, my parents heard me yelling things such as, God, I've never felt that before.
Oh, no.
And yeah. Oh, no, ease me into it, brother.
I'm glad that they haven't heard you say any of those things before. That's a good thing.
No, but they're trying to have a romantic couples massage, and their grown son is next door ruining the vibe. Yeah.
And that's why I felt bad. And I was embarrassed. I was like, you guys know it was not inappropriate. Like, I just had a really firm massage from a dude. No.
They're like, don't worry, you've been a blocker since the day you were born.
But it also explains why I did hear laughing from other. It was one of those big massage places that have like 50 rooms.
Oh, no.
I heard laughing earlier, and I thought, I was like, oh, they must be having a fun massage in there. I now think it's because of my screaming.
Okay.
But I was enjoying it. It was good screams.
You need to ask about soundproofing before you book any further massages.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or you bring a ball gag to the massage from now on. You're like, no, this is for myself. Trust me.
Yeah.
Alexis, what's been on your mind?
Well, I love, when we're out and you meet people who listen to the show.
Yeah,
and
fans.
People have different reasons. Like, I've been listening since I was in high school, or like, my parents listen, whatever.
Yeah.
So I met someone recently that had a different reason than I've heard before, actually.
Okay.
They have a landline in their house and there's no other form of entertainment.
They're getting harassed by children on the phone.
Is that what it is?
No. So they actually, he told me he knows Jose.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, how? And he's like, well, I used to date this girl and we'd been dating for a while when she actually got hit on by Jose when he slid in her DMs.
Oh.
Okay. You didn't know she was dating someone, obviously.
Okay. I was like, that doesn't sound like I would do that,
but okay. Interested he would bring this up.
And yeah. I think I know who you're talking about now, but go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, he just knew she had mentioned, a guy started hitting on her and whatnot.
So was he a fan? Was it in a positive way?
He did become a fan of the show now.
Yeah.
Oh.
They are broken up for other reasons, not that. It's an ex now, but he is a fan of the show. So,
great.
Jose is out there doing the work, and I wanted to give him recognition.
Right, Jose.
Thanks for listening.
80% of our listening audience is people that were broken up because Jose slid into their DM. So thank you, all the listeners.
Now you know why my massages are so wild.
Follow us at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yeah,
you want the same treatment. All right.
Jose will reply.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
I got my hair cut recently. Thanks for no one noticing.
It looks great.
You wore a hat every day for the last month and a half, so
but
it's hard.
I think you could.
Thirsty.
You took it up just now.
I'm pretty sure you'd
be able to notice because it was pretty long before that, but that's okay. And I put my appointment down on their barber app, and when I selected a time, they gave me an option that I've never had before.
What's that?
Where you can request a barber who's conversational, or if you want, no conversation.
Whoa, it's like
I've
Uber.
Heard they've been doing that lately.
I had one. You wear AirPods when you go.
At the barber?
Yeah,
just like how Uber does, you could choose quiet mode, and so I did quiet. And it was great.
Oh, this is the opposite of any experience Jose's ever had.
Totally.
I'm like loud mode.
Didn't have to make small talk. I mean, I wasn't totally happy with the cut at the end because, we weren't communicating during it.
You should have said
so. There's no way to say it. I already told them I didn't want to talk, so I didn't want to break the silence. So it wasn't perfect. But whatever. It was 30 minutes of, quiet bliss for me.
Okay.
And it got me wondering what other companies and other services could start offering this. I mean, dentists for sure need, a don't talk to me button.
Well, it's not like you could ever talk to him back. You're always just like...
Yeah. That's part of the awkwardness.
But they always ask you questions.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
Or the grocery store clerks trying to talk to you while they're checking out the groceries.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell
you
what I'm making. Just check them.
What? Yeah. They do always ask. Well, they try to guess.
Yeah.
Let me
I thought you meant what you're making for financial... your salary.
Yeah.
they ask you that?
Or colonoscopists, too. Don't need the chit-chat with that. Okay. Just get in there, get done,
and
let's get
I think you're usually knocked out during that, Jeffrey.
You're fighting the
I'm so sick of having those conversations. Yeah. I think a lot more companies and a lot more services should be offering no talk mode.
Yeah, just wait, because radio's about there.
Good.
We don't have any jobs.
Text in 78592. Do you want us to not talk to you as much?
Don't text, and we won't text you back.
Yeah, we'll keep it down on our end. And also, you can tell us what's been on your mind.
Oh,
it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.